This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
1 hour down in the books here on this Sunday afternoon edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 240 before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll bring you Nats baseball, the rubber match between the Nats and the Colorado Rockies. Jake Irvin on the bump. It is a 3:10 first pitch. Nats on deck gets going to 240, like I said, with our pals Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler right here on the flagship station for Washington Nationals, Baseball 106.7. The Fan. Nats looking to take 2 out of 3 against the lowly Rockies after losing in a heartbreaking fashion last night against Colorado. Kyle Finnegan absolutely melting down in the ninth inning, giving up 4 singles. And then, for the first time since the introduction of the pitch clock, a team losing on a walk with the bases loaded because of that pitch clock. We talked about that in the first hour of the program. Wanted the Nats to gain some momentum in this easy series.
What it should have been. This is the first time it's a walk-off. I'm not sure it's the first time someone's lost because of it, right?
No, I think, well, that's technically what a walk-off would be, yeah.
Sure, but it could have happened, say, in the top of the ninth, been a final score, and then game would have ended in the bottom, but still.
I think it is. I do believe, yeah, that's what's so massive about it. This is the first time that's happened. Someone's lost. I don't think it happened at all last year. Not that I remember.
Yeah, but, not that I did either. But
losing.
Certainly not a walk-off. I know this is the first walk-off.
For sure. Nats losing in historic fashion last night. We talked about that in the opening hour of the program. I want to switch gears here, though, because we're just 3 days away from the NBA draft coming up on Wednesday in the Washington Wizards, armed with 2 first-round picks. Pick number 2, number overall, and pick number 26. Overall for your Washington Wizards. There are trade rumors swirling galore about what Washington potentially could do with both of their 2 first-round picks. But there was some news that I wanted to get to here to start before we got all the way in to the Wizards draft discussion, because I do think it's a fascinating one. This is the latest from Ian Bagley, who covers the New York Knicks for SNY TV. He is reporting that the Washington Wizards have been engaged in trade talks with the Knicks, inquiring about the services of big man Mitchell Robinson. Now, for the Knicks, they may be looking to hit the reset button on the interior or trying to move Robinson's contract, one, because of his inability to stay healthy, and then two, the emergence of Isaiah Hartenstein, who was really good in the postseason and played really well in Mitchell Robinson's absence that we thought was going to sink the Knicks at a point during the regular season. But the Wizards, nonetheless, according to Ian Bagley of SNY TV, engaged in trade talks or have engaged in trade talks with the New York Knicks regarding the services of Knicks big man Mitchell Robinson, which would be super intriguing. A young cat that I think still has plenty of room to grow in this league. And if the rumors prove to be true and Washington is going to go with Alex Saar, I wouldn't mind Mitchell Robinson as a, you know, center playing next to Alex Saar. That would be the ideal circumstance if you were going to draft Saar as pairing him next to a center like Mitchell Robinson. But nonetheless, as I said, 3 days away from night one of the 2024 NBA draft, two-night process this year, as round two going to be televised. This is kind of stupid on the NBA's part. Round two televised on Thursday at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Come on, NBA. Like, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Stupid move in terms of TV-wise. But you can join us out at Capital One Arena on the concourse Wednesday night. Doors open at 6:30. The official Washington Wizards draft party will be going on, and our official NBA draft coverage will be going on simulcasted on the Team 980 as well as 106.7 The Fan. So join me out there at Capital One Arena. We'll be joined by a bevy of guests from Monumental Sports, former Wizards players, etc., as we introduce the two newest members of the Washington Wizards. And real quick, on the trade front involving those picks. So Jonathan Givony, the lead draft analyst for ESPN, has said here for the past 48 to 72 hours that Alex Saar to Washington is a lock. The sports books out there thinking the same as well. I believe it's minus 450. Talk about Alex Saar's odds to get drafted second overall to Washington. But I continue to say this, and this is why the Ian Bagley thing is interesting, because he's as credible as they get, right, in terms of reporting. Givony's not a reporter. He's a draft analyst. He scouts the talent and talks to people, yes. But for him to say that Alex Saar is a lock at number two, I don't buy it, because I don't think Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, and Mike Winger, the Wizvengers, as I call them, this new star-studded front office that we have with the Wizards, I don't believe that they're talking to anyone. And I think they're keeping things very close to the vest. Jonathan Givony admitted as much in an ESPN Insider's piece on the draft that came out a couple of days ago. So when I hear that report, and then I read that things have been radio silent, was the quote that Givony used, is interesting. How can you say Saar is a lock to Washington, but you're also saying things have been radio silent? That means I don't think anyone knows what the Washington Wizards are going to do with that number two overall pick. I just don't. To the point where, one, I don't know which prospect they're leaning towards. And then two, their evaluations of this entire process of a draft class that has been widely touted as the worst in recent memory, who knows what Washington is thinking? Maybe they have someone at the top of their draft board that isn't being thrown out there in mock drafts. And I will say this about this year's draft process. Because of the uncertainty in terms of talent, and they're not being tier one or tier two talent, according to some evaluators, right? Because that is the case, I think they are going to be, more this year than others, because of the lack of talent, varying grades on guys. Meaning somebody's draft range may be top five down to pick 22, right? Just depending on what the team thinks about them. And that's what's so fascinating about the NBA draft process, is the fact that, what do I always say, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. It depends on how Will Dawkins views Dalton Kanek from Tennessee. It depends on how Mike Winger view Zach Edey out of Purdue in terms of where these guys are going to go. So you can have all the prognostications in the world. At the end of the day, right, we have no clue what's going to happen with that number two overall pick and pick number 26. I'm intrigued, though, is what I will say, in terms of, like, what they can accomplish in this draft. They are in a spot where they can take the guy that they think has the most upside. I don't know what their thought process is going to be. I think this pick will be very telling in terms of where they think they are on the rebuild. Do you go with a long shot guy that has the most upside over a guy that may be able to contribute right away but doesn't have as high of a ceiling? Who knows? That's why this process is going to be absolutely just fascinating to me. Now, there are rumblings coming out here as we're getting closer. And as I continue to say here, don't believe anything. Because I do believe that they have been radio silent. And that's why Cavoni put that out. But Mark Stein, another longtime NBA insider, used to work for ESPN for years, stopped working there about 2 or 3 years ago, has his own private Substack now. And that's how he makes his money. And he's still providing insider information, getting the scoop, but doing it his way, right? He reported over the weekend that the San Antonio Spurs, who own the fourth overall pick in the NBA draft, he is reporting that they have been engaged in trade talks with the Atlanta Hawks to try and jump Washington to get Alex Sarr because they want to pair him with Victor Wembanyama. Now, that is fascinating on multiple different fronts because, one, if they're negotiating and engaging in trade talks with Atlanta, who has the first pick, only an idiot would think that they haven't picked up the phone to call Washington, who has the second pick. So it's fascinating. That's why I'm saying radio silent is the best way to put it because they could stun us all on draft night. I remember hosting the draft coverage last year out on the concourse at Cap One, and then they called Bilal Coulibaly. I said, who? It was a stunner at that point in time. So that's the first impression we have of Will Dawkins and company when it comes to the draft. So I would not be stunned at all in the slightest way if they completely go against the grain or what the consensus is, that being either Zachary Richichet or Alex Sarr with that second pick. I wouldn't be stunned, and hear me out on this, depending on how they view the talent in this draft. Because you need to add as many good young players as possible. That's the philosophy, right? You play the lottery more times. The more you play, the more you win, right? Isn't that the lottery slogan? It's the same thing for drafting talent in the NBA, I feel like. The more guys you bring into your building, the more cracks you have at this thing, the more likely it is that you get someone that's going to significantly impact your franchise moving forward. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's what it's all about at the end of the day. We'll see ultimately what ends up happening. I think they potentially could trade out of two and get multiple lottery picks or get a first round pick. This is what you really want. You get another lottery pick this year, hopefully, or you get a player that you want this year, hopefully, and then you get an unprotected first rounder for next year or 2026, where those two back-to-back draft classes are expected to be star-studded. With next year headlined by super freshman Ace Bailey from Rutgers and Cooper Flagg from Duke, who's already lighting it up in their summer workouts. Saw some video of him getting buckets via Twitter talking about Cooper Flagg. So it's an exciting time, I will continue to say, to be a Washington Wizards fan. But as we sit here 3 days away from the draft, I can't wait because I have no clue which direction this group is going to go. As I continue to say, though, join me out at Capital One Arena on the concourse at the Washington Wizards official NBA draft party. We will be live on the air until 11 o'clock p.m. We will bring you the Washington Wizards' two first-round picks and keep you up to speed on any news if they do decide to move off of those picks. We should be joined by Wizards head coach Brian Keefe. We should have the opportunity to potentially talk to a member of the front office as well. So a big-time show coming up Wednesday on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. The official 2024 NBA draft coverage on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I want to take your calls on this. 1-800-636-1067. If you got anything to chime in on when it comes to the Washington Wizards, they are hot and heavy in trade talks for other players as well as picks in this 2024 NBA draft. How do you feel right now, as we sit here 3 days from the draft, about where the Wizards are in this rebuild? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I give my thoughts on where the DC family is in this rebuild next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. First Sunday of summer here on 106.7 The Fan. Things getting hot when it comes to the Washington Wizards. 72 hours away from night one of the NBA draft. Wizards hold the number 2 overall pick and the number 26 overall pick. Rumors swirling galore via Mark Stein, longtime NBA insider, reporting that the Wizards Jonathan Givony reporting, ESPN's lead draft analyst, reporting that the Wizards are a lock, quote-unquote, to take Alex Saar, the French big man with the number 2 overall pick, if Zachary Richey or Donovan Clingan goes number 1 to Atlanta. Now, Givony also reporting that things have been radio silent out of Washington, which is kind of a contradiction. If you're saying they're a lock to take someone, but things have been radio silent, it's kind of, yeah, you get what I'm saying there. So I take that in go this way. I don't think anyone knows what the Washington Wizards are going to do. And I think on draft night, anything is on the table. Nothing would stun me or surprise me. Because I think they have fielded trade calls.
Nothing would surprise you.
Nothing.
Like they traded for LeBron James, that wouldn't surprise you.
Well, not nothing.
There has to be a threshold.
I mean, for on draft night in terms of like moving the picks up and down, like nothing would surprise me because this group, I trust, and they're smart. All the track records of Travis Schlenk, Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, all have had good success in the NBA draft, specifically Travis Schlenk and Will Dawkins. Will Dawkins coming over from Oklahoma City, Travis Schlenk from Golden State in Atlanta. So whatever they do, whoever they pick, I trust. But I'm not so sure, based off of the way this draft has been talked about by most media members, being that this is the most talentless group that's come out in recent memory. And because of that, I think the draft grades for each of these individual teams are going to be so wide-ranging that no one really knows what's going to happen at the top of this thing. I know Zachary Richichet, the 18-year-old Frenchman, has been talked about as number one overall pick. We've heard national champion Donovan Clingan, the big man, seven-footer out of UConn. He's been rumored for that number one overall pick. But what was reported by Mark Stein yesterday was that the Atlanta Hawks and San Antonio Spurs, Hawks on the first pick, Spurs on the fourth pick, those two teams have been engaged in trade talks because San Antonio, according to multiple reports, wants to go up to one to pair Alex Sarr with Victor Wembanyama to make a just freakazoid front court. And it makes sense. If that's what's happening right now, I believe that. You can't tell me if San Antonio's working and negotiating with Atlanta or engaging in talks with Atlanta that they're not engaged in talks with Washington as well. So this is where things get interesting. I don't know how motivated Washington is to move that number two overall pick, but if they're able to get assets moving forward, meaning unprotected firsts in 2025, in 2026, when the draft classes are expected to be out of this damn world, then it's a success if you're Will Dawkins or Mike Winger or Travis Link in this front office. You have to field phone calls. I know some of you out there, this is what we do during draft season for football, basketball, baseball. You fall in love with a prospect during this time of year, and if they don't pick them, you get your underwear in a wad. Relax. If they choose Zachary Richichet, who cares? Trust it. You all were skeptical about Bilal Coulibaly. He looked pretty damn good last year at times, didn't he? And his ceiling seems to be out of this world. So, as I continue to say about this front office, this is the first time in a long time, in terms of the Wizards, that we have front office members that have clout, cachet, and respect around the NBA. So anything can happen. I'm sure there are more trade talks happening now than ever. I reported when we came back from the last break, the Wizards, according to Ian Bagley of SNY, have been engaged in trade talks and have picked up the phone to call the New York Knicks regarding Knicks big man Mitchell Robinson. Now, in the case of Mitchell Robinson, I'd love to bring in Mitchell Robinson, right? The Wizards are in position to take on contracts that teams don't want if they're willing to attach draft capital in 2026 or 2025. Point blank. It's a great spot to be in. Because by that time, who knows? If you hit on some of these picks, your rebuild gets accelerated, and then you're in a position where, hey, they're better quicker than they're supposed to be. So those picks then can get turned into trading for a bigger star, you know? So I'm excited to see which way this thing goes. My expectations are through the roof because I trust the people evaluating the talent. I didn't know much about Bilal Coulibaly last year. Nobody did. But I know this. Bilal Coulibaly's got a damn good ceiling. And is someone that I think is for sure going to be a part of the future and turnaround of the Washington Wizards. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Where are you sitting at right now, Wizards fans? As we sit here 3 days out from night one of the NBA draft, what is your reaction to the rumors that they're engaged in trade talks? And then if there's a prospect that you want, who do you want? And then where do you think they are? How are you feeling about where they're at in the early stages of this rebuild? Paul is in Gaithersburg. What's going on, Paul?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm a jaded fan, and I think people are motivated by self-preservation. I think if you're a smart GM, say these guys are smart guys, the longer term the project, the more job security they have. And that's just my own personal feeling.
That's real.
I think they're salesmen. If they can say, look, we're going to win 20 games next year, 25 the next, that's why I'm jaded, because I don't, you know, do I believe in 5 years we'll be, you know, a 50-50 team? Maybe. I mean, I don't know, man. Projects kind of bug me. And we lived through Ernie, and I told your caller screen, the call screener this, you know, when he picked took Mike Miller in a trade for Stephon Curry.
I know.
I lost all faith, man. I wanted Stephon Curry so badly. But anyway, that's my take on this, man. I think they're self-motivated. I don't blame them. I would be, too. I'd want to keep my job.
Paul, I appreciate the call, man. That's an interesting perspective on what last year's pick was for the Wizards and then what conversation is surrounding this year's pick for the Washington Wizards. Paul's right. The longer term the project, the more job security you have, which is why in their first draft, they took one of the bigger projects of the draft in Bilal Coulibaly. So you got to have patience with him. In terms of patience with his rebuild, with a guy like Bilal Coulibaly, the sales pitch is, if he reaches his potential, he's one of the best two-way players in basketball, and you need that in today's day and age to win. He's got great positional size to be a 6'8", 6'9", 2 guard, right? And he showed tremendous feel last year. There's clips of him in the gym working out this summer. I'm excited about Bilal moving forward, but I still understand that next year may be rough again. And I think that's okay. It happens to teams. What I can't take is losing by 38 points to a Memphis Grizzlies team that's got hardship players on the roster, and they've got eight to dress, and you get mollywopped by 40. That I can't take. I need the competitive nature to increase and improve with the Wizards, 100%. And I'm a big fan of Brian Keefe. I think his track record, right, in terms of being able to develop talent, it's incredible. I just saw some interesting video. This is going way out of left field, Chris. This is from 60 Minutes that I guess is
I like how that sounds, though. Anytime you're like, this is coming out of nowhere, I'm like, all right, let's go.
Get ready.
Let's do it.
Get the glove up. First of all, I'll give you an update from Rochester. They're up 3-0. Dylan Cruz double. James Wood walk. Travis Blankenhorn sack fly in a Juan Yepes home run as Rochester up 3-0 in AAA. But there's breaking news video that's going to come out, and I guess it's already been aired on 60 Minutes. Video withheld by the FBI for over 20 years shows Saudi officials plotting 9/11 attacks in Washington, D.C.
Oh, this is not sports related at
this
all.
I said I was coming out of left field,
man.
Didn't I? I am like stunned in terms of like. Whew. Anyways, it's kind of hard to.
That's a heavy one, man.
Hey, no, it is,
dude.
Because I've gone down this rabbit hole here recently where I've been like watching 9/11 conspiracy videos.
This is not a good place to go, man.
I know. I'm just being real. It's June 23rd, middle of the summer.
Oh, man.
Temps expected to be in the hundreds today. We're going to crack 100 today out in D.C.
Did you go to that barbecue thing at all?
The great barbecue battle?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man, I wanted to go.
We're both in here hungry.
I know. We're both in here hungry. We've been working all weekend, too.
Keeping it going. More overtime coming up next on The Fan. We've been talking about the Washington Wizards draft pick. I'll tell you who I've got the hots for with that number two overall pick and a couple of names that they could be considering at the back half of the first round with the number 26 overall pick. That's next there on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM at National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at us as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take you up the 240 before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up for Nats baseball, the rubber match between the Nats and the Colorado Rockies after D.C. losing in historic, heartbreaking fashion last night. Baseball trade in Major League Baseball. John Heyman reporting that the Yankees, let me make sure it can confirm that this is the real John Heyman who is reporting this, just to make sure. John Heyman, longtime MLB insider, is reporting that the New York Yankees have acquired J.D. Davis Huh. From the Oakland Athletics. Interesting. Now, just to give you some baseball news, I'm kind of fascinated by it. It just popped up at the top of my timeline, and I wanted to make sure that it was real. Interesting start to the season for J.D. Davis. Four homers, five RBIs, batting just .236. But a dude that has hit 20 homers in a season before, a dude that's normally a pretty decent bat, so an interesting pickup for the New York Yankees. But what we're talking right now is the Washington Wizards. The NBA draft coming up on Wednesday night. Wizards with two picks in the first round, second overall and number 26 overall. Is there any which way you're leaning right now in terms of who you want the Wizards to take with that number two overall pick? And then overall, how would you assess the start to this rebuild for the Washington Wizards? I can make the argument that Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, Travis Schlenk and company, off to a pretty good start in terms of how I view this thing moving forward. Now, we still don't know the contract details for Brian Keefe. And I think if I knew those details, I would think a little bit differently and have a little bit more clarity about where things stand right now with this group. But, you know, moving forward, I'm interested in Jordan Poole playing point guard and continuing to find his confidence the way that he did in the final 36 games a season ago. I'm, you know, intrigued by Denny Avdija and whether or not he's going to be able to take another step forward coming up next year. Corey Kispert as well, in terms of some young guys that have real intrigue with me with the Washington Wizards. Now, Corey Kispert, similarly to Denny Avdija a season ago, may be looking to get a contract extension and probably will get one. I should get one from the Wizards. You can expect that coming up as we get closer to September and October. But in terms of young pieces and where Washington is, I like some of the pieces they have in this young core. If your backcourt of the future could turn out to be Bilal Coulibaly and Jordan Poole, you win. Because I think Jordan Poole, most polarizing guy on the team, I would say. But I think it's a lot better than what people give him credit for. And I still am drinking the Kool-Aid and think that he can still be a damn good all-star level player here. And I know at times it looked bad last year, but the final 36 games, when Brian Keefe took over as this team's head coach, you saw a different Jordan Poole. And Jordan Poole even spoke about it at season's end last year, endorsing Keefe as the team's next head coach. So I'm impressed by what they've done here to start. I'm just waiting to see what happens Thursday night because I think it could be fireworks. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Your thoughts on the start of the Washington Wizards rebuild, plus who you want them to take Thursday night with that number two overall pick? I got Uptown Mo. What's going on, Mo?
What's up, Ayo? I know there's a lot of people that want to talk to you. First of all, Giancarlo always get hurt, so that's a good trade for the Yankees. But yeah, Let's go to the Wizards. So I want H1N1.
Wait, what the hell? Now, yeah, What?
Yeah, I want.
Can you elaborate?
Yeah, I want sauce. I want sauce.
You need to chill the hell out so much.
Yeah, because that's what they call SARS, H1N1. I want SARS.
SARS. Okay. Shout out to you. Crazy, man.
And the reason why I want SARS, right?
No, man, you really calling this man SARS, yo.
Yeah, because this man's name is SARS. Fuck it. I want SARS. But listen, man, the reason why I want SARS is because it's one person that you didn't mention for the last 10 games of the season who I feel like paired with SARS is going to help the Wizards go to the next level. And I don't know how you feel about this young man, but his name is Tristan Vujicic.
Mm-hmm.
Itch. And if you got an itch on your team, you have a chance to win. Doncic, Djokovic, we have an itch.
Jokic.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, but like the last 10 games of the season, the way he played, rebounded, shot the three with a 7'1" Sauce, right? I want an all international team if we're going to go that way.
Let's do it.
Marley, Sauce, Itch, Kuzma look weird. So throw him in there. Then the idea, like this,
pull the ball. I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. Put out 5 international jokes and let's go play ball. Because I think if Sauce can really work on his range, right? Because I've looked. I don't know how he's going to pan out in the league, but I know or I think that he can grow into that versatile 7'1" rim protector and 3-point shooter. And if that's the case, that's going to free up everybody else.
Mo, I appreciate you tapping in, as always, my brother. In terms of Alex Sarr, I agree with Mo. I see some of the Jaren Jackson Jr. comparisons. That would be best case scenario. But all in all, I'm going to trust whoever they choose to bring in. But Sarr is interesting because of the defensive potential, the switchability. And I think that's a big thing and a big trait that I'd want in today's day and age with my big man. You got to be able to switch and guard guards. Like, that's helps your overall team defense. And, you know, continues to give you that versatility. The way it's being reported and the way the betting lines are looking, it seems like if Sarr is there at 2 and Washington sticks and picks, that Sarr will be the pick. But ultimately, man, the other guy that's in contention for the number 2 overall pick, Zachary Richichet, well, I'll give you my thoughts on him next. This is a fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines. Tapped in to the Youngest in Charge movement. Liddell Willingham ride with you here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on the Team 980 as well up until 2 o'clock. So we'll say goodbye to the Team 980 audience at the end of this segment. But we're taking your calls on all things centered around the Washington Wizards draft. 3 days away from night 1 of the NBA draft, Washington armed with 2 first-round picks. Number 2 overall, number 26 overall. And the thought process is, based on a lot of mock drafts that you see out there, is if French big man Alex Sarr is available at number 2 overall, Washington will pick him. This according to ESPN's lead draft analyst, Jonathan Givony, who also reported that things have been quote-unquote radio silent in Washington when it comes to their plans in the NBA draft. Now, as I mentioned, they had that number 2 overall pick, and the players considered in that range include a guy like Alex Sarr, as we've mentioned, another Frenchman in Zachary Richichet, who I think has a ton of upside at 18 years old and is someone that Washington should definitely be considering. The interesting part about what Washington can do in this draft is that according to, this was of Yahoo, from Yahoo Sports, that Washington had also been potentially interested in moving up from pick number 26. Now, this could get really interesting. This is why I keep talking about there's no talent in this draft. It is on the evaluators to find the damn talent. Don't tell me ain't no talent. Find his ass. Find the one that's going to get us out the damn mud. Find the one that's going to stop this from being the laughing stock of the NBA. All my life, this is what I've known. The longest conference championship drought in the NBA belongs to the Washington Wizards. The Wizards are bottom 5 in wins since the year 2000, the last 25 years. They're bottom 5 in the NBA in wins. So I don't want to hear that this draft class is weak. Find someone. Give me a reason to hope. Give me a reason to believe. And I firmly think that Mike Winger, Will Dawkins, and Travis Schlenk will do just that coming up on Wednesday night. Now, we've talked about some of the cats that will be in contention for the number 2 overall pick. In the event that Washington sticks and picks at 26 or even decides to move up a little bit, we're talking about guys like a Tristan Da Silva out of Colorado. A guy like a Kaishan George out of the University of Miami. Bub Carrington out of Pittsburgh. Tyler Kolek out of Marquette. Isaiah Collier out of USC. Terrence Shannon Jr., I think, out of Illinois, if you're talking about just a straight-up bucket getter. The best defender in this draft, local cat, out of UVA, Ryan Dunn, someone who I think is going to be firmly in the mix as well. Baylor Shireman, who lit Georgetown's ass up this year in the Big East, from Creighton. Someone that can just flat-out score the basketball. So there are options in this draft. I'm just excited to see who they bring in, because at the end of the day, I believe in the development program that Washington has right now, because I saw Danny Avdia take a massive step forward last year. I've seen Corey Kispert grow. I watched Bilal Coulibaly throughout the season continue to grow. So I'm excited with whoever they decide to bring in. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Let's go to Andre and Alexandria.
How you doing, guys?
What's going on,
Andre? How you doing? It's Andre. Look here. I don't like people to do the copy-paste thing. You know, they say what all the talking kids say, like Mel Kiper Jr., who's always wrong. They hear them say, sorry, and everybody, oh, yeah, sorry. That's idiotic. Do your research. Look at the scouting combine. Look at the game films. And that'll tell you who we should get instead of repeating what everybody else say. They don't even know who Sire is. They just heard somebody say his name, and then they just run because they follow us. They just dumb. But I don't have respect for people like that. But the center that we can get, it blows my mind, man. Sire's not ready. Ain't a way I draft him in the top three. I draft him in the top 14, but not the top three.
You know what center
the
I like?
I'm going to tell you who like. Two of them I like. What I would get.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM at National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at us as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take you up to 240. But we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up for Nats baseball. The rubber match between the Nats and the Colorado Rockies after D.C. losing in historic, heartbreaking fashion last night. Baseball trade in Major League Baseball. John Heyman reporting that the Yankees Let me make sure it can confirm that this is the real John Heyman who is reporting this, just to make sure. John Heyman, longtime MLB insider, is reporting that the New York Yankees have acquired J.D. Davis. Huh. From the Oakland Athletics. Interesting. Now, just to give you some baseball news, I'm kind of fascinated by it. It just popped up at the top of my timeline, and I wanted to make sure that it was real. Interesting start to the season for J.D. Davis. Four homers, five RBIs, batting just .236. But a dude that has hit 20 homers in a season before, a dude that's normally a pretty decent bat, so an interesting pickup for the New York Yankees. But what we're talking right now is the Washington Wizards. The NBA draft coming up on Wednesday night. Wizards with two picks in the first round, second overall and number 26 overall. Is there any which way you're leaning right now in terms of who you want the Wizards to take with that number two overall pick? And then overall, how would you assess the start to this rebuild for the Washington Wizards? I can make the argument that Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, Travis Schlenk and company, off to a pretty good start in terms of how I view this thing moving forward. Now, we still don't know the contract details for Brian Keefe. And I think if I knew those details, I would think a little bit differently and have a little bit more clarity about where things stand right now with this group. But, you know, moving forward, I'm interested in Jordan Poole playing point guard and continuing to find his confidence the way that he did in the final 36 games a season ago. I'm, you know, intrigued by Denny Avdija and whether or not he's going to be able to take another step forward coming up next year. Corey Kispert as well, in terms of some young guys that have real intrigue with me with the Washington Wizards. Now, Corey Kispert, similarly to Denny Avdija a season ago, may be looking to get a contract extension and probably will get one. I should get one from the Wizards. You can expect that coming up as we get closer to September and October. But in terms of young pieces and where Washington is, I like some of the pieces they have in this young core. If your backcourt of the future could turn out to be Bilal Coulibaly and Jordan Poole, you win. Because I think Jordan Poole, most polarizing guy on the team, I would say. But I think it's a lot better than what people give him credit for. And I still am drinking the Kool-Aid and think that he can still be a damn good all-star level player here. And I know at times it looked bad last year, but the final 36 games, when Brian Keefe took over as this team's head coach, you saw a different Jordan Poole. And Jordan Poole even spoke about it at season's end last year, endorsing Keefe as the team's next head coach. So I'm impressed by what they've done here to start. I'm just waiting to see what happens Thursday night because I think it could be fireworks. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Your thoughts on the start of the Washington Wizards rebuild, plus who you want them to take Thursday night with that number two overall pick? I got Uptown Mo. What's going on, Mo?
So, well, what's up, Ayo? I know there's a lot of people that want to talk to you. First of all, Giancarlo always get hurt, so that's a good trade for the Yankees. But yeah, Let's go to the Wizards. So I want H1N1.
Wait, what the hell?
I want Saws.
You need to chill the hell out so much.
That's what they call Saws, H1N1.
Okay.
And the reason why I want Saws, right?
Man, you really calling this man Saws, young?
Yeah, because his last name's Saws. I want Saws. But listen, the reason why I want Sauce is because it's one person that you didn't mention for the last 10 games of the season. Who I feel like paired with Sauce is going to help the Wizards go to the next level. And I don't know how you feel about this young man, but his name is Tristan Vujicic. And if you got an itch on your team, you have a chance to win. Doncic, Djokovic, we have an itch.
Jokic.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, but like the last 10 games of the season, the way he played, rebounded, shot the three with a 7'1" Sauce, right? I want an all-international team if we're going to go that way.
Let's do it.
Barley, Sauce, Itch, Kuzma look weird. So throw him in there. Denny Avdija. Like,
this Poulibaly, I hear you.
Yeah, put out five international jokes and let's go play ball. Because I think if Sauce can really work on his range, right? Because I've looked, I don't know how he's going to pan out in the league. But I know, or I think, that he can grow into that versatile 7-1 rim protector and three-point shooter. And if that's the case, that's going to free up everybody else.
Mo, I appreciate you tapping in, as always, my brother. In terms of Alex Sarr, I agree with Mo. I see some of the Jaren Jackson Jr. comparisons. That would be best case scenario. But all in all, I'm going to trust whoever they choose to bring in. But Sarr is interesting because of the defensive potential, the switchability. And I think that's a big thing and a big trait that I'd want in today's day and age with my big man. You got to be able to switch and guard guards. Like, that's helps your overall team defense and, you know, continues to give you that versatility. The way it's being reported and the way the betting lines are looking, it seems like if Sarr is there at two and Washington sticks and picks, that Sarr will be the pick. But ultimately, man, the other guy that's in contention for the number two overall pick, Zachary Richichet, well, I'll give you my thoughts on him next as a fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines. You tapped in to the Youngest in Charge movement. Liddell Willingham riding with you here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on the Team 980 as well up until 2 o'clock. So we'll say goodbye to the Team 980 audience at the end of this segment. But we're taking your calls on all things centered around the Washington Wizards draft. 3 days away from night one of the NBA draft, Washington armed with two first-round picks, number 2 overall, number 26 overall. And the thought process is, based on a lot of mock drafts that you see out there, is if French big man Alex Sarr is available at number 2 overall, Washington will pick him. This according to ESPN's lead draft analyst, Jonathan Givony, who also reported that things have been quote-unquote radio silent in Washington when it comes to their plans in the NBA draft. Now, as I mentioned, they had that number 2 overall pick, and the players considered in that range include a guy like Alex Sarr, as we've mentioned, another Frenchman in Zachary Richichet, who I think has a ton of upside at 18 years old and is someone that Washington should definitely be considering. The interesting part about what Washington can do in this draft is that, according to, this was of Yahoo, from Yahoo Sports, that Washington had also been potentially interested in moving up from pick number 26. Now, this could get really interesting. This is why I keep talking about there's no talent in this draft. It is on the evaluators to find the damn talent. Don't tell me ain't no talent. Find his ass. Find the one that's going to get us out the damn mud. Find the one that's going to stop this from being the laughingstock of the NBA. All my life, this is what I've known. The longest conference championship drought in the NBA belongs to the Washington Wizards. The Wizards are bottom 5 in wins since the year 2000, the last 25 years. They're bottom 5 in the NBA in wins. So I don't want to hear that this draft class is weak. Find someone. Give me a reason to hope. Give me a reason to believe. And I firmly think that Mike Winger, Will Dawkins, and Travis Schlenk will do just that coming up on Wednesday night. Now, we've talked about some of the cats that will be in contention for the number 2 overall pick. In the event that Washington sticks and picks at 26 or even decides to move up a little bit, we're talking about guys like a Tristan Da Silva out of Colorado, a guy like a Kaishan George out of the University of Miami, Bub Carrington out of Pittsburgh, Tyler Kolek out of Marquette, Isaiah Collier out of USC, Terrence Shannon Jr., I think, out of Illinois, if you're talking about just a straight-up bucket getter. The best defender in this draft, local cat, out of UVA, Ryan Dunn, someone who I think is going to be firmly in the mix as well. Baylor Shireman, who lit Georgetown's ass up this year in the Big East, from Creighton. Someone that can just flat-out score the basketball. So there are options in this draft. I'm just excited to see who they bring in, because at the end of the day, I believe in the development program that Washington has right now, because I saw Danny Avdia take a massive step forward last year. I've seen Corey Kispert grow. I watched Bilal Coulibaly throughout the season continue to grow. So I'm excited with whoever they decide to bring in. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Let's go to Andre and Alexandria.
How you doing, guys?
What's going on, Andre?
How you doing? It's Andre. It's Andre. Look here, I don't like people to do the copy-paste thing. You know, they say what all the talking kids say, like Mel Kiper Jr., who's always wrong. They hear them say, sorry, and everybody, oh, yeah, sorry. That's idiotic. Do your research, look at the scouting combine, look at the game films, and that'll tell you who we should get instead of repeating what everybody else say. They don't even know who sorry is. They just heard somebody say his name. And then they just run because they follow us. They just dumb. But I don't have respect for people like that. But the center that we can get, it blows my mind, man. Sarr's not ready. Ain't a way I draft him in the top three. I draft him in the top 14, but not the top three.
You know what center
the
I like?
I'm going to tell you who I like. Two of them I like. What I would get is Kyle Ayer-Ware. He got everything Sarr got, and he's taller. Yep. He can play different positions. He can do everything they say Sarr can do and more. He can shoot the three, the mid-range jumper. He can block shots, jump out the gym. He's athletic. He would be my four. And I'm going to tell you who my surprise five would be after we trade Kuzman, because we got two first-round picks. We can get another one if we trade Kuzman and take Edie. I put Edie at the five, Sarr at the – not Sarr, what's his name? Kyle Ayer-Ware at the four, and we good to go. We are good to go, and we are pick up on somebody else, whoever we're going to get at the three.
It's interesting, Andre, because I agree with part in terms of Kelly Ware, in terms of, like, his ability. He's similar to Sarr, but he's played against Big Ten basketball, so it's different. I don't know about the competition. Right. I don't know about the competition level that Sarr was playing against in France, but the one thing about Sarr that just – simply no one else in the draft can match. 9'2" standing reach. He can dunk without jumping. He is tall as hell.
So can Kyle Ayer.
He can move.
Kyle Ayer-Ware. Look at his reach.
It's not 9'2", though.
Do your research. I would never, ever, in a million years with my knowledge of basketball, draft Sarr before Kyle Ayer-Ware. You know how your people go back 3 years and redraft? And say, who would y'all get? All these people pass up Kawhi Leonard, Giannis.
For sure.
And stuff like that because they following what everybody else say because they don't do their own research. But when you know and you have knowledge and you're not a follower, I call them copy and paste people. See some copy and paste and repeat. And they don't even know what they're talking about. They don't know how to draft because they don't know how to recognize talent. They just say what everybody else say because they followers. Those people I ain't got no respect for. If you look at the game field and the combine, game film and the combine, you say, oh, my God, Edie can shoot threes? And he's faster than all of them? Out of all the centers, he ran the cones faster. You know, the side to side, the forward to backwards. He was number one. And he's shooting threes and everything. He said that his team wouldn't allow him to do it because that's what part of the playbook. And he moves better than everybody of all the centers. And that blew my mind. I said, well, why am I sleeping on Edie? And Kyle Ayer-Ware, keep sleeping on Edie. Let him drop so we can get him. I would go with San Antonio. I'll tell you. I swear to God, I'm getting both of them. If I'm the GM, and everybody, they won't have to do a redraft. They can say, "Damn, the Wizards GM is smart."
For sure.
Everybody else
hopefully,
went big, and
hopefully,
they
Andre. Hopefully, Andre, they don't go against, or they do go against the grain and don't follow the consensus with this pick. I don't know which way it's ultimately going to go here, but there are several names that I think really intrigue me at 2 and 26. It's a deep draft. Got to do your homework. Because this draft, despite what people continue to say, I think is going to have some all-stars drafted in it one way or another. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Final hour of power coming up next here on the other side of the break. We'll finally get into the Washington Commanders, and we'll talk about this tomorrow night on Overtime if you join me following Grant and Danny. National media in love, Beyonce crazy in love with the Washington Commanders' new rookie signal caller. We'll dive into that deeper next here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor list of lines. You tapped in to the Youngest in Charge movement. Liddell Willingham ride with you here on 1067 The Fan. We're simulcasting on the Team 980 as well up until 2 o'clock. So we'll say goodbye to the Team 980 audience at the end of this segment. But we're taking your calls on all things centered around the Washington Wizards draft. 3 days away from night one of the NBA draft, Washington armed with 2 first-round picks, number 2 overall, number 26 overall. And the thought process is, based on a lot of mock drafts that you see out there, is if French big man Alex Sarr is available at number 2 overall, Washington will pick him. This according to ESPN's lead draft analyst, Jonathan Givony, who also reported that things have been, quote-unquote, radio silent in Washington when it comes to their plans in the NBA draft. Now, as I mentioned, they had that number 2 overall pick, and the players considered in that range include a guy like Alex Sarr, as we've mentioned, another Frenchman in Zachary Richichet, who I think has a ton of upside at 18 years old, and is someone that Washington should definitely be considering. The interesting part about what Washington can do in this draft is that, according to, this was of Yahoo, from Yahoo Sports, that Washington had also been potentially interested in moving up from pick number 26. Now, this could get really interesting. This is why I keep talking about there's no talent in this draft. It is on the evaluators to find the damn talent. Don't tell me ain't no talent. Find his ass. Find the one that's going to get us out the damn mud. Find the one that's going to stop this from being the laughingstock of the NBA. All my life, this is what I've known. The longest conference championship drought in the NBA belongs to the Washington Wizards. The Wizards are bottom 5 in wins since the year 2000, the last 25 years. They're bottom 5 in the NBA in wins. So I don't want to hear that this draft class is weak. Find someone. Give me a reason to hope. Give me a reason to believe. And I firmly think that Mike Winger, Will Dawkins, and Travis Schlenk will do just that coming up on Wednesday night. Now, we've talked about some of the cats that will be in contention for the number 2 overall pick. In the event that Washington sticks and picks at 26 or even decides to move up a little bit, we're talking about guys like a Tristan Da Silva out of Colorado, a guy like a Kaishan George out of the University of Miami, Bub Carrington out of Pittsburgh, Tyler Kolek out of Marquette, Isaiah Collier out of USC, Terrence Shannon Jr., I think, out of Illinois, if you're talking about just a straight-up bucket getter. The best defender in this draft, local cat, out of UVA, Ryan Dunn, someone who I think is going to be firmly in the mix as well. Baylor Shireman, who lit Georgetown's ass up this year in the Big East, from Creighton. Someone that can just flat-out score the basketball. So there are options in this draft. I'm just excited to see who they bring in, because at the end of the day, I believe in the development program that Washington has right now, because I saw Danny Avdia take a massive step forward last year. I've seen Corey Kispert grow. I watched Bilal Coulibaly throughout the season continue to grow. So I'm excited with whoever they decide to bring in. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Let's go to Andre and Alexandra.
How you doing, guys?
What's going on?
How you doing? It's Andre. Look here. I don't like people to do the copy-paste thing. You know, they say what all the talking kids say, like Mel Kiper Jr., who's always wrong. They hear them say, sorry, and everybody, oh, yeah, sorry. That's idiotic. Do your research. Look at the scouting combine. Look at the game films. And that'll tell you who we should get instead of repeating what everybody else say. They don't even know who Sarri is. They just heard somebody say his name. And then they just run because they follow us. They just dumb. But I don't have respect for people like that. But the center that we can get, it blows my mind, man. Sarri's not ready. Ain't a way I draft him in the top three. I draft him in the top 14, but not the top three.
You know what center
the
I like?
I'm going to tell you who I like. Two of them I like. What I would get is Kyle Ayer-Ware. He got everything Sarri got, and he's taller.
Yep.
He can play different positions. He can do everything they say Sarri can do and more. He can shoot the three, the mid-range jumper. He can block shots, jump out the gym. He's athletic. He would be my four. And I'm going to tell you who my surprise five would be after we trade Kuzman, because we got two first-round picks. We can get another one if we trade Kuzman and take Edie. I put Edie at the five, Kyle Ayer-Ware at the four, and we good to go. We are good to go. And we'll pick up on somebody else, whoever we're going to get at the three.
It's interesting, Andre, because I agree with part in terms of Kyle Ayer-Ware, in terms of like his ability. He's similar to Sarri, but he's played against Big Ten basketball, so it's different. I don't know about the competition level that Sarri was playing against in France. But the one thing about Sarri that just simply no one else in the draft can match: 9'2" standing reach. He can dunk without jumping. He is tall as hell.
So can Kyle Ayer.
He can move.
Look at his reach.
It's not 9'2" though.
Do your research. I would never, ever in a million years with my knowledge of basketball draft Sarri before Kyle Ayer-Ware. You know how people go back 3 years and redraft and say, who would y'all get? All these people pass up Kawhi Leonard, Giannis.
For sure.
And stuff like that because they following what everybody else say because they don't do their own research. But when you know and you have knowledge and you're not a follower, I call them copy and paste people. See something, copy and paste and repeat. And they don't even know what they're talking about. They don't know how to draft because they don't know how to recognize talent. They just say what everybody else say because they followers. Those people I ain't got no respect for. If you look at the game field and the combine, game film and the combine, you say, oh, my God, Edie can shoot threes? And he's faster than all of them? Out of all the centers, he ran the cones faster. You know, the side to side, the forward to backwards. He was number one. And he's shooting threes and everything. He said that his team wouldn't allow him to do it because that's what part of the playbook. And he moves better than everybody of all the centers. And that blew my mind. I said, well, why am I sleeping on Edie? And Kyle Ayer-Ware, keep sleeping on Edie. Let him drop so we can get him. I would go with San Antonio. I'll tell you. I swear to God, I'm getting both of them if I'm the GM. And everybody, they won't have to do a redraft. They can say, damn, the Wizards GM is smart.
For sure.
Everybody else
hopefully,
went big and
hopefully,
they
Andre, hopefully, Andre, they don't go against, or they do go against the grain and don't follow the consensus with this pick. I don't know which way it's ultimately going to go here, but there are several names that I think really intrigue me at 2 and 26. It's a deep draft. Got to do your homework. Because this draft, despite what people continue to say, I think is going to have some all-stars drafted in it one way or another. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Final hour of power coming up next here on the other side of the break. We'll finally get into the Washington Commanders, and we'll talk about this tomorrow night on Overtime if you join me following Grant and Danny. National media in love, Beyonce crazy in love with the Washington Commanders' new rookie signal caller. We'll dive into that deeper next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. you tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.